center in my life. I'm so glad you came to save us. I love it. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
And blessed be His kingdom, now and forever. Amen.
Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
I just left the Charles Stanley Bible study on Revelation, so I want to do the next part just a little bit differently. He's from Atlanta, you know. So the Lord be with y'all. Now I want to hear it back.
Also with y'all.
With y'all.
There you go. Let us pray. Lord, we pray that your grace may always precede and follow us, that we may continually be given to good works through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Please be seated.
Thank you.
praise the name of the Lord. Let the name of the Lord be blessed.
From this time forth forevermore. From the rising of the sun to its going down. Let the name of the Lord be praised. The Lord is high above all nations. And his glory above the heavens.
Who is like the Lord our God, who sits enthroned on high, but stoops beneath the heavens and the earth. He takes up the weak out of the dust and lifts up the poor from the ashes. He sets them down with princes.
With the princes of his people, he makes the woman of child's house
to be a joyful mother of children.
Thanks be to God.
Holy Gospel of our Lord according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
I'm reading from Luke 17, starting at verse 11. When he was on the way to Jerusalem, he was passing between Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered a village, 10 leprous men who stood at a distance met him. And they raised their voices, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." And when he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." And as they were going, they were cleansed. Now on one of them, when he saw that he'd been healed, turned back, glorifying God with a loud voice. And he fell on his face at his feet, giving thanks to him, and he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus answered and said, "Were there not 10 cleansed? But the 9, where are they? Was no one found who returned to give glory to God except this foreigner?" And he said to him, "Stand up and go. Your faith has made you well." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
A couple of weeks ago, we had prayed for a lady who was in the hospital. Bill Benedict was going to go pray for her. Bill, I'd like you to come and share the results. Hint, this is going to be pretty cool.
Thank you, Bill.
What is so cool about that? Bill is one of the church who sits here and does what we all do, but God uses us in special ways. That here's a lady who, like Ruth and like the Samaritan leper, was a foreigner and has now become a citizen of heaven. It's a wonderful thing. And I'm thrilled with your faithfulness, Bill, and what you have done for many years. It's just wonderful. Now, we could stop right here and go straight into the rest of the service because that was a message. But just in case any of you weren't totally focused, I will share a little bit more on the gospel. And it's about the lepers and the concept of gratefulness. And I want you to think a little bit about leprosy. And the concept is that the story of the lepers is about us. Ruth was a foreigner. The one Samaritan leper was a foreigner. And when we come into Christ, the only reason we have access is because the house of Israel rejected the gospel of Jesus. That's why in the letter to Timothy, Paul was in prison, even though he was a citizen of Israel, if you will, as well as of Rome. But he was in prison because of his work spreading the gospel, and that was rejected by many Jewish leaders. So the concept of leprosy, I was reading about Beth Moore this week from a book, Jesus, the One and Only, where she talked about a day that she went to a leper colony to witness. And she walked back and forth in front of the entrance three times and did not have the nerve to go in because of the smell of rotting flesh. She was afraid that if she went in, she would become violently ill. And when you think about the lepers in the gospel reading, that's what the crowd around Jesus smelled, the rotting, decaying flesh. It was why when a leper came close to a village or close to other people, he would have to yell out, "Unclean, unclean," to warn people to stay away because it was such a deadly disease. When someone was diagnosed with leprosy, they could never see their children, their grandchildren, their wife again, because it could be spread as easily as with a kiss. So it was a horrifying, debilitating disease. It was a disease where your vocal cords would be eventually destroyed, skin would fall off, you would lose digits, and the decaying smell was just, it was an incredible thing. But here's the thing. 10 of them were healed. Only one came back. And picture what it was like. Jesus never said to them, "Be healed." He said, "Go and show yourselves to the priest." And the reason is that in that culture, if you're a leper, a priest has to declare you to be clean and free so you can enter back into society. So the 10 are walking away from Jesus. And just picture this. Rotting flesh is being healed. Restored. Fingers that had been lost are growing back. Sandals that had just stubs now have toes. It was a progressive healing miracle that happened in just an astounding way. 9 of them went their way to be affirmed by the priest. One forgot about the priest, forgot about his family, came back and fell at Jesus' feet, shouting with a loud voice. The word "loud" that's used there in Greek is the source of our word megaphone. So he shouted, his vocal cords had been restored. "Thank you, Lord, for what you've done in my life." He was transformed. It's one of those things that to me it's so challenging to think about, that the picture of leprosy is the picture of who we are. The testimony that Bill shared, that lady was physically dying, but the word of healing comes and transforms everything, that spiritually now she's alive in a wonderful way. I want you to reflect briefly on three words in this passage that seem to say the same thing. They're a little bit different. Verse 15, when he saw that he was healed, the one leper, it's a purely medical term. It means to mend or bind up, as if you have a broken arm, suddenly it's no longer broken. That was the first word for healing. Then in verse 17, the word is, Jesus asked, were not all 10 cleansed? It's another medical term that means to remove the impurities. Yesterday, one of the things I did at home, on the second floor of the house, I ran the sweeper. And I got rid of a lot of impurities, including a couple of my brother's rubber bands that he left around. But it's a concept of separating out that which is clean from that which is unclean. And that's a part of what healing was for the lepers. And then the third word in verse 19, rise and go, your faith has made you well. That's the Greek word sozo, which has an even deeper meaning. It means that I am made whole, spirit, soul, and body. When Paul talks about someone coming to faith, similar to what Bill talked about in 10:9. This is from the New Living Translation. If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you'll be saved. Saved is sozo. It means not just healed, not just cleansed, but made whole. It's a powerful understanding of what it means to come to know Jesus. The lepers, if they represent us, would have shame, guilt, and desperately need forgiveness. But notice that it happened sequentially. It didn't happen at a touch. They were healed, which is that first step of knowing that Jesus is my Lord. I'm healed. The fracture between God, Father God and myself is healed. Then I'm cleansed, and that's a part of where I stop doing some of the things I used to do, because I now have a relationship with Jesus. So I want my life to be pure. It happens sequentially. And then the third word, sozo, is that not just is my mind cleansed, but I understand who I am. I have a new identity that I'm a child of God who will live forever. So I'm healed, I'm cleansed, and I'm made well. And to me, that's a part of what happens in our life. The Bible says that in the translation into glory, we receive a glorified body. I see myself in the morning in the mirror. It's not glorified yet. You don't need to say amen. Thank you very much. But we're on the way toward that place where we are not who we were, because we have been sozoed. We've been saved. We've been made whole. It's one of those things that I noticed early on when I came to know Jesus, that my reading material changed a little bit. Lost a couple friends, but it's a part of becoming that new person, understanding what that means. I want you to think about it in this way. The wonder of being healed, the one Samaritan who came back, who realized this is a miracle I had never expected. Tammy and I a couple times had gone to the edge of Lake Niagara by the falls, and hearing the roaring sound of water. It is so loud, it's almost difficult to hear one another speak. It's wondrous. What has happened in our lives through Jesus is wondrous. And sometimes we forget the reality of what it means to be healed, to be cleansed, to be made whole. It's a part of who you are, and it's a part of who you are becoming. And so I just encourage you not to diminish it, but to understand that you have confessed Jesus as Lord, and a miracle is happening on the inside. The nine lepers who went away were physically healed, but they were going to die. The tenth leper was also physically healed, but he will live forever with the Lord because he was sozoed. He was transformed on the inside, much more important even than the physical healing. So thinking about that, I want to close with this psalm from 92, Psalm 92, 1 and 2. It is good to give thanks to the Lord, to sing praises to the Most High. It is good to proclaim your unfailing love in the morning, your faithfulness in the evening. I had mentioned the idea of wonder, the wonder of what God is doing in our lives. What I have found to be helpful, according to this psalm, is in the morning, thank you, Lord, for this new day. Thank you for how you're going to use me today. And then at night, return thanks again for the day that has been, for how I've been able to serve, no matter what that means. It's a reminder of the wonder of what God is doing in our lives, taking us from where we were to who we're becoming, which isn't finished yet. We can look at ourselves and say, Lord, I know you still have a lot of work to do in my life, but he's doing it. The Holy Spirit has taken residence in you when you said, Jesus, would you be my Lord and Savior? And that continues until the very last breath you take on earth and transition into eternity. It's a wonder. It's a joy. Let's stand now together and confess together our faith using the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshiped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Which can be
initiatives we should take, for nourishing ourselves with your word, for supporting each other in Christian fellowship, for taking the gospel to outside communities, for loving and serving others in the power of your Spirit. We are grateful for our lay leadership and their shouldering of extra burdens. Lord, we ask that you lay bare the hearts of this congregation and open each one of us up to renew day.
Open us to what you have for our future as a new church family in Christ. Amen.
Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy upon you, forgive you all of your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life. The peace of the Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Now let's share that with one another.
She just slips right through there just as easy as can be.
Yeah. Peace be with you.
I'd like to be that way. Peace. One day.
Peace, Bill. Peace. Big air hug. Yeah, you too. Be careful.
Thank you. is I kind of ask about last weekend. Some of you may know I was with Linda and I were with our son running a marathon in West Virginia. Kind of a strange situation as marathons go. It was 26.2 miles in a no cell tower, no GPS area. The Green Bank Radio Astronomy Telescope, size 2 football fields wide, they're big. So as a result, they're trying to receive radio transmissions from outer space, and as a result, there are no cell towers and no GPS. So for runners, that's a big problem because they like to be able to keep track of their time and pace themselves and run too fast and not go down and vice versa. We heard quite a bit of grumbling from the runners about difficulties in keeping track of where you were. But beautiful time, it was great to be with our son. Thank you for asking. We've got pasta dinner coming up tomorrow night, right?
Yes.
Joni, would you like to elaborate on the dinner? Daughter Wendy is a real blessing to us. Whenever she does solo performances, she's gifted with music, and her husband Jim is a faithful witness to Christ. So please dig down and help the Johnson family in their time of need. We have a bit of competition tomorrow night for time. The men's night out is also tomorrow night at the Berea Union Depot. That's shown here in the bulletin. So if you want to pay money to the raffle benefit and then go to the men's night out, that's something to do as well. We've got a couple more weeks for coats for the Love in the Name of Christ ministry that Advent supports. We've got a few coats that have been brought in. So as I mentioned a couple weeks ago, please look through your closets. And if you've got any coats that are no longer useful, or even maybe some that are useful, but you don't plan to use, please bring those in. They will be clean and refreshed and made available through the Love in the Name of Christ ministry. Finally, there will be someone to pray with you in back during communion.
And also with you.
As we continue, we present our offerings to the Lord. We continue with the great thanksgiving. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who on the first day of the week overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened up to us the way of everlasting life. Therefore, we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. Holy and gracious Father, in your infinite love, you made us for yourself. And when we have fallen into sin and become subject to evil and death, you in your mercy sent Jesus Christ, your only and eternal Son, to share our human nature, to live and die as one of us, to reconcile us to you, the God and Father of all. He stretched out his arms upon the cross and offered himself up in obedience to your will, a perfect sacrifice for the whole world. We remember that our Lord, on the night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and he broke it, and he gave it to them and said, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same manner also, after he'd given thanks, he took into his hands the cup, and he lifted it up in front of them and said, "Take and drink of this cup, for this cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you and for many, for the remission of sins. Do this in remembrance of me." Therefore, we proclaim the mystery of faith. We celebrate the memorial of our redemption, Father, in this sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. Recalling his death, resurrection, and ascension, we offer you these gifts. Sanctify them, O Lord, by your Holy Spirit, to be for your people the body and blood of your Son, the holy food and drink of new and unending life in him. Sanctify us also that we may faithfully receive this holy sacrament and serve you in unity, constancy, and peace. And at the last day, bring us with all your saints into the joy of your eternal kingdom. All this we ask through your Son, Jesus Christ. By him, with him, and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Now Please join with me as we pray the prayer our Lord has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Alleluia, Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us.
Therefore, let us keep the peace. Alleluia.
The gifts of God are for the people of God. I invite you to come in faith and receive.
To worship.
Please join with me in the post-communion prayer. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and you have fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart through Christ our Lord. Amen. Now may the precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ guard and keep you unto life everlasting. Amen. Folks, appreciate the day we've been given as you go in peace to serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Hallelujah.